We adopted law 17510, whereby we adopt a amended our criminal code through law 1806, and we established a process for the full implementation of the ICC in the definition of genocide, crimes against humanity, and very important here in this law, we defined the crime of torture in such a way as to not to mention the specific purpose of the conduct or any grounds based on discrimination as an element that would form a basis of the crime, including paragraph 12 of the convention. Neither did it specifically contemplate the acts of torture carried out to intimidate, coerce, or to provide in this respect, I would like to point out that the definition of crimes and its amendments in Uruguay is the sole preserve of the legislative, which represents the citizens of the country, whilst so far it has not been possible to achieve the corresponding consensus in this area. It is in this particular area that we will be able to do, following the recommendations we receive from the CAT. In the meantime, the judicial operators have the implementation of the existing laws in the country, and despite the fact that, as you know, Uruguay ratified the Convention Against Torture, the Constitution of Uruguay does not contain an explicit legal provision which, without prejudice to the interpretations offered by the doctrine received in this area, says that international treaties have precedence over our domestic laws. So it falls upon the independent interpretation of the judicial officials of the courts of our land. With regards to the criminalization of torture, we have only had one case in 2016, which was a person was prosecuted on the grounds on charges of torture, but in the appeal court, the person was convicted but appealed, and the appeals court changed the charge, or the conviction rather, and therefore we have no one in Uruguay who has actually been convicted of torture. Therefore, the crime of torture is not a standalone crime, but is part of a normative body which we refer to, and we do not need intentionality as required by Article 1 of the Convention Against Torture. And the judicial officials resort, therefore, to convict people on the basis of alternative charges, such as the abuse of authorities against detainees, respect of which there have been 124 complaints and two convictions in 2021. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have two last statements. Santiago Gonzalez from Ministry of the Interior to refer to measures to prevent trafficking in